Page 91, Infant Manahuatso, Answer to Infant Manifesto.
I'm not old enough to read, but I heard my parents reading that article called Infant Manifesto. I wanted to respond, but I can't write yet. So I dictated this to my older sister. She is 3 years old, and she wrote it down on her new computer. If it weren't for that grammar and spell check, I couldn't believe she wouldn't have done it. Anyway, I just want to say I disagree with the other kid who is trying to get us to exercise unlimited indulgence. Don't get me wrong. I know he was right when he said all of us little guys just want our own way. That we seek to dominate our parents and to make them accomplices to our self-gratification. Like any other kid, I was born with a will to dominate. A will to have no authority higher than my own appetites. But I also know from experience that it's not the best way. I don't understand all that theology stuff, but I know something is not quite right about the way we little ones come into the world. Now, I don't know if something in us are broken or missing, or if it is something in the world or our parents. But I know something is not the way it should be. Surely our Creator didn't intend for us all to go astray as soon as we are born. But we do. I started lying from day one. I am ashamed of it now. But I made my sweet mother think I was hurting or cold when all I wanted is to be held closely. I soon learned that I could make her believe that I was hungry when I was not. By the time I was 6 months old, it hurts me to say this now, I was displaying anger against the one who gave me life. Anytime she failed to immediately meet my wants, I would blow up. At first, it was just a little whimpering, but then it got worse, until I found myself kicking and bucking in violent anger. Sometimes I would scream until I was blue in the face. Now that I look back on it, the looks on my parents' faces were horrible. But I was not sensitive to anybody's feelings but my own. It became an obsession to get my own way and get it now. Oh, I don't blame my parents. I know that I inhibited them. Not through strength, but through my weakness. They felt so helpless and inadequate. And I used that to gain even more control. The magazines in the doctor's office helped me in my conquest toward autonomy. The professionals are just little rebellious kids in disguise. I know. I met some of them when I attended counseling with my parents. They have learned to say things with those big words. Giving a name to every form of stupid behavior. They are just big, selfish kids trying to justify their own indulgence. They make our patterns of rebellion sound like legitimate childhood stages. I tell you this at my own risk. It's too late to have me aborted. At least I think it is. They don't abort two-year-olds, do they? Not yet, anyway. But if they find out I'm telling you this, they might decide to turn my brain into gravy with some of their drugs. I guess I'm just paranoid with the Janet Reno type still running around loose. My big brother, 4 years old, just informed me that I'm getting off the subject. But what do you expect from a 2-year-old with a 3-year-old secretary? Oh, yes. I was telling you how I disagree with that guy who tried to get all of us kids to rise against authority. Before you take the path I did, you need to hear what happened to me. It was just about 3 months ago on my second birthday. I was opening up my presents, and my obnoxious cousin was there. After unwrapping the third doll, I tossed it aside, because it was not as pretty as the first two. When he picked it up, I screamed, "No, it is mine!" But he wouldn't turn loose. So I jerked harder and screamed louder. I bared my teeth and made threatening sounds. I kept screaming, "It's mine! Give it to me!" The adults rushed over and separated us just as we started hitting each other. My mother told me something about sharing and being kind, but none of it made any sense to me. All I could tell is they acted like I was bad. I pulled all of my toys in close. I tried to keep anyone else from stealing my beautiful things. And then it came time to cut the cake. Mother wouldn't let me cut it, so I slammed my hand down on the little flowers. It splattered gooey icing everywhere. It seemed to upset everybody, but I was already mad and didn't care. Mother said she was very disappointed and asked very sweetly, but I could tell she was mad, "Wouldn't you like to say you're sorry?" "No, it's my cake," I screamed and ran from the room. Grandmother made it all right by explaining to Mother that I didn't understand and that I was just upset. She told Mom that this was a special day and that I should be allowed to cut my own cake. Mother was embarrassed, but it did not matter. I won. Then, when we were eating our cake and I was guarding my presents, I saw another mom talking to my mom in a very serious way. They both looked at me like they were plotting something really bad. And then Mom nodded her head yes. The woman opened her purse and handed Mother a plain little book with no color on the cover. I saw that her purse was full of them. She must have been some kind of missionary or something. It didn't look like much, but Mother thanked her and said something like, "We have tried everything. I don't know what I about to what our wits end. Ready for anything. Yes, I will read it." That was the faithful day to change our lives forever. It had not been a happy 2 years. I thought my mother and father were my enemies. In fact, it was me against the whole world. Everybody and everything seemed to stand in the way of my happiness. Happiness being unrestrained indulgence. I never seemed to get enough and was always peeved. Mother and I were going further and further apart. I didn't want that. I really needed her love, but it just seemed I couldn't help myself. I couldn't seem to draw a line and then force myself to exercise self-restraint. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't think of others. I was all that mattered to me. I know it sounds bad, but when I stay in the nursery, I realize that I'm not alone. Well, Mother got real intent when she started reading that book. Sometimes she would laugh, and sometimes she would cry. but she kept looking over at me, like she had something very serious on her mind. When there was no one around, she would put her head down and talk to somebody she called Jesus. But I never saw him, and she didn't use the phone. I didn't know what that was all about. I never saw anything like it on television. When she finished the book, she showed it to Daddy, and I heard them reading it again in the bedroom at night. They talked about it a lot. I heard Daddy say, "Okay, we'll try it." The next day is when it all started. I got up as grumpy as usual and was unhappy with my breakfast. Mother tried to serve that mush the Quakers used to eat. I pushed it aside and demanded the sweet cereal I am so fond of. We started our little tug of war. She said no, and I started my whining and protesting. I don't always win everything, but I at least knew that I could get extra sugar in the mush. Besides, like the fellow said in the other article, it was not so important what I ate. As it was, I start the day off establishing my autonomy. If you win the first battle of the morning, you have won the day. But to my utter amazement, it didn't go at all like it was supposed to, like it usually did. When it was time to get Mother red in the face and start jerking everything around, including me, she just smiled and said, "You could eat what's on the table, or you could do without." I knew that this was just round one, and if I looked pitiful enough, she would come around. But before I knew what was happening, she lifted me out of the high chair and was cleaning the table. I stood there and let out a blood-curdling scream. And then I felt this awful sting on my bare legs. I didn't think she was mad enough to spank me. She usually waits until she totally loses patience and then strikes out of anger. But this time it almost looked as she was smiling. She commanded, "Stop crying and go change your clothes." I let out another scream. And bam! Another lick of that switch of hers. This was war. I couldn't let her get away with this. Didn't she know I had control attachment disorder? I turned red in the face and screamed like I have never screamed before. This usually brought companies. Without another word of warning or threatening, bam, 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 I was shocked. My timid mother, who I had such control over, was suddenly heartless. But after several more futile attempts, they all ended at the end of the switch. I jumped up and ran to change my clothes. I never realized that she was so big. When I came back and I demanded something to eat, she told me in 2 hours I would be allowed to eat the Quaker mush without sugar. I would like to say I learned my lesson, and then in 2 hours I ate the stuff, but I didn't. I had trouble at lunch and again at supper. It was 3 days before I learned that Mother had taken my place as head of the house. I had to eat what she placed in front of me or starve. This was a different mom from the one that I have been raising for 2 years. I couldn't make her mad, and it seemed like she made up her mind to never let me win a single contest, for no matter what the issue. She quietly stuck by her word. She never let me overrule her. She was awesome. It became a thing of certainty that if I whined, I would be denied all pleasure. You will find this hard to believe, but I learned that the only way to manipulate Mom was with a sweet smile and a carefully worded request. Anything else turned her into a broken vending machine. You couldn't get a thing out of her. I have been used to her working herself up. All that disappeared. When she gave a command, she just gave it once. My hearing improved. I got to where I could hear a whispered command the first time. My survival depended on it. It was no longer a democracy. She stopped sharing power with me. I was made totally subject to her will. Now, I noticed something right away. Mother seemed to like to read me more. In fact, she started looking at me and smiling. I found it was wonderful. I really liked it. She looked at me like she really liked me. It had been a year since I had seen that beautiful smile that I loved so much. It made me feel better about myself. Whereas we have once been enemies, we can now be friends. Mother seemed to enjoy me when I was obedient. Of course, it was not my doing. She didn't leave me any choice but to obey. But it still felt good to be in fellowship with my mom. She would take me in her lap, and we would just love each other like we used to when I was just 2 months old. It was wonderful. Oh, I found that in my weakness, I still tried to dominate. It must be that theology thing again. I don't understand that yet, but I will let you know when I get it figured out. Until I do, it seems if Mother and Father are not going to give me a chance to indulge my flesh, whatever that is. They talk about self-control. Between the switch and Mother's smile, I have gotten pretty good at that self-control. By the way, have you tried all fruit? It's pretty good in oatmeal.